Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up, champion? Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Diving right into another motivational message today. Was listening to a great sermon from my buddy, the spiritual mentor, Stephen Furtick. Great, great pastor. But this topic he was just talking about this weekend, and it was the pressure to perform. Like online especially, you know it. I mean, it's like, really? People are out there trying to be somebody that they're not? It is crazy, man. And this is what trips so many people up because, man, I fell victim to this in the corporate world. And then when I became an entrepreneur, I want to share the story with you just to empower you to not do the stupid things that I did, you know? But before we get into the show, this podcast, like all, are sponsored by Your Dream. I'd love to hear about your dream. I'd love to hear about your movement, that thing that really inspires you and motivates you. Go ahead, head on over to launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute power call with yours truly. I want to help you get that thing off the ground. Not only get it off the ground, monetize it and blow it up and leave a legacy. You know, I say it all the time. Nobody can name the CEO of any of the Fortune 100 companies, but boy, Google your name 5 years from now. Money. Money in the bank. Legacy. I'd love to talk to you about it, okay? The pressure to perform is so intense now more than ever, especially, my God, you got teenagers, you got kids. You know, raising kids has always been difficult since the beginning of time. Raising kids in this day and age where, you know, you can't do anything anymore. You know, you got to snap a selfie or it didn't happen. You know, gone are the days you could just cook a meal. You know, you can't cook a meal anymore. You can't work out anymore. You know, before, you know, 10 years ago, you used to just go to the gym. Now, you can't go to the gym. You got to go to the gym with your phone. And it's got to be loaded up. The battery's got to be going. And you got to snap a couple of photos to show before and after, power workout, you know, commitment, no pain, no gain, all in, all that stuff. You know, you can't cook a meal because, you know, cooking a meal and just enjoying it with your spouse or your significant other would be amazing. But it's not nearly as amazing as cooking a meal and taking a photo of it and posting it on Instagram or Facebook. You know what I mean? And boy, in marketing, this is where you're really going to do well because just the fake artificial stuff, nobody wants anymore. Artificial is just becoming more and more blah. Authenticity is becoming more and more, please give me some of that, you know? So gone is artificial. Here is authenticity. You don't need to do anything other than being who you are and stop trying to perform for people who you don't even know, you know, buying things you can't afford with money you don't even have and doing things you would never do in a million years just to impress them. And when I say them, make no mistake, you don't need to know these people. As a matter of fact, you probably don't even know these people. You know, we're out there trying to jump through all these hoops. No, my brand has to be different because I've got to show that I'm always happy and I'm always... No, you don't, man. Now, is that what this podcast is about? Have you ever... I mean, I recorded an entire series last spring about being in a funk. About being in a funk. About I couldn't get out of this damn funk, but I podcasted my way through it. I guess it's like a hitter going through a slump in baseball or whatever. Yeah, you just keep hitting your way through it or shooting your way through it in basketball. Just kept podcasting my way through it. Found myself out of it because I figured the thing I really love to do the most is encourage, even when I'm feeling the most down in the dumps, you know? And I think that's everybody. You know, when I want to feel better, a few of the things that I do is I make sure I get a little bit of exercise in. I don't need to go run a marathon. I don't need to work out and pump weights for an hour. I need to just get those endorphins going. And working out, praying helps a ton with my depression. I'm going to call it depression, even though there's various levels of it. Do you ever sink into some at kind of blah times? I know I do. And I get that question all the time. Do you ever have a down day? Of course I do. I'm a human being. I try not to use that word depression because I don't want to minimize it, because my mom suffered from depression. I've seen really dark people. I mean, I've seen people go into really dark places, rather. And I don't want to say I suffer from depression, because I don't. I guess on the spectrum, I would be probably at the lowest part. But when I do go into those times where, man, I sometimes don't even want to get out of bed. And don't tell me nobody else goes into those spots. You know, I remember asking, I forget who it was. I was at an event and I asked somebody, I was like, man, so what do you do? Like, well, what do you do when you get into a funk? I don't get into funks. I'm like, oh, okay, we got one of these. Okay. Ego time. We got ego time going on. I go, any kind of depression? No, man, I don't get depressed. I don't have bad days. I'm like, well, then you're an idiot, okay? Then life has never happened to you. You're lying. And I can tell a liar. Spot them from a mile away. Now, the key is not staying in that valley and getting out of that valley. But man, that pressure to perform, that's what happened in that particular scenario right there. I asked the guy a question, a fellow speaker, what happens when you get depressed? He said, I don't get depressed. And I said, okay, I'm moving on, because you're lying. You know? Now, I don't even think I used the word depressed. I just think I used the word funk. What happens when you get in a funk? It doesn't happen to me. Okay, see you later. And that's almost everybody. That's a lot of people on the speaker circuit. Think about that. I talked about, you know, I went through this in my corporate days as well as my entrepreneurial stage. I've never seen more insecure bundles of fluff than public speakers. Why? And online marketers. Why? Because they're the brand. They have to be on 24/7. They cannot possibly have any down or dark times, because if that happens, then they've shown the crack in their armor and they fear that people won't like them. Isn't that really why we do all these stupid things? You know, we want to be liked. When in fact, if we're just authentic and then people like us for who we are, isn't that way more powerful than having somebody like you for the character that you're playing? I mean, think about a TV character. I think of Friends, you know, back in the 90s, if you're my age, in your 40s or 50s, you watch Friends religiously in the 90s. Imagine, you know, I don't even know the guy's name, Ross Geller. What's Ross Geller's real name? I forget. I wish I had Google right now. Or, you know, Jennifer Aniston, you know, playing Rachel, or Monica, Courtney Cox, you know. Imagine people thinking that's who they were, you know. Hey, Ross Geller, what's going on? He'd be like, dude, I'm not Ross Geller. But when you have to perform, you got to be that person that people want you to be. Think of celebrity sports stars, popular sports figures. They just want to be themselves. They don't want to, when they're on, they're on. When they're off, just turn it off, you know? And I think if you really want to build a brand and you really want to be a successful marketer, be that person you are all the time. Let your brand, let your personality shine through your brand. And it doesn't need to be the fake white pearly teeth photoshopped, you know? It doesn't need to be the wrinkles taken out, you know? Authenticity, people are craving that. Artificial, they don't want that anymore. We've already been through that, you know? We've already had that stage of the internet where it's all fake and made up. Nobody wants that anymore. Why don't they want it anymore? Because they can't relate to it. Nobody can relate to being perfect every single day. You know, I get this question a lot from coaching clients when we do our deep dive, our onboarding call. The very first phone call is always an onboarding call. Myself, project manager, and the client. And we just have them go through, you know, tell us about childhood, high school, college, work, you know, entrepreneurship, favorite songs, what makes you go. I mean, just any, so we can start building the message around them, because we want to build, and I want to, as their coach and mentor, they get one shot to be authentic, one shot to build an amazing message. Don't sell out because your family or your friends don't think it's cool. That you're not marketing to them. You're marketing, there's 7 billion people on the planet. You only got to find 1 millionth of 1% of them to build a $1 million business, you know, and to be authentic and have fun. Don't settle. You can't do that. That's not, and here's the thing. Everybody's like, yeah, no, that's good, Sam, but what's the market want? Like, why are you asking me that question? Like, I'll say, hey, here's your message. For example, let's say I'm coaching somebody who wants to become a public speaker. All right, great. This is what your first 5 slides are going to be about. This is your story. We're going to frame everything around your story, because what I teach people is how to tell a story. Most people don't know how to tell a good story. When you tell a good story, you become a public speaker. You make a lot of money that way, because why? You already have a great service. That's a given, you know? It's the message that's not able to connect to that service, and it's authentic. And I'll say, all right, this is the message. Everything that goes around this, they're like, well, but that's not, I mean, I mean, are people going to like that? Like, what? Why does that even matter? What do you care? Why are you trying to perform? Why are you trying to reverse engineer this? You're saying, tell me what the people want, and then I'll become that person they want to have in their life. Are you kidding me? How long do you think that marriage would last if you were going on a date with your partner for a year, pretending to be the person that they want, and then you get married, and then you're like, oh my God, thank God I get to take the guard down. Now I can be where we're married. They can't leave me now. You know, I'm not going to get divorced, and now I can finally be who I want to be. Does that sound like a healthy way to do it? No. Then why would you try to build a business around that? You get one shot to do it the way that's going to make you happy, that's going to make you feel like you've got purpose and significance, that's going to be congruent with the individual who you feel on the inside. You get one shot, yet you're going to try to be somebody different just because you believe the marketplace wants to have that person and not you. And that goes into a whole different complex of you not feeling confident, you not feeling, you know, you're feeling inferior, you've got this imposter syndrome working, and none of it's real. It's just the enemy trying to get you to not step into your greatness. That's all. And every day that he gets you to do that, he wins. Now, today's the day you start winning. Today's the day you step into your greatness. Today's the day that you become authentic and you share that message. Regardless, don't ask what, hey, does the market want? I had no idea how the market would receive me 15 years ago. And I'll be quite honest with you, for the people who I was closest with, it was terrible, negative. Some of the most hurtful comments you've ever had thrown at you. And then the people who didn't know me loved me. What's that tell you? What's it tell you, right? People who don't know you are more objective, and they don't know where you come from. They don't care about your baggage. They don't care what you did when you were 15, 25, or 30 years old. All they want to know is, what are you like now? Is this authentic? Cool. Give me more of this. I promise you, once you get to that space, you don't have to perform anymore. You just be who you are, who that person is inside, and you deliver that service that's congruent with it. Boy, light bulb moment right there. Let me just back it up again. When you become the person you are on the inside, on the outside, and you match a service to that, that's it. That's everything. Stop it. Listen to that right now. Right, that was the last 40 seconds of this audio. That's the game changer for you. Step into that. Be that person. Don't ever sell out. You'll hate it. You'll have a life of regret, and you'll always wonder what could have happened had you been the person that you are. Not who others wanted you to be, who you are. All right, let's get after it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.